Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Standing, quote, on a platform of wood, Nehemiah 8:4, Ezra began to read the book of the law. Gathered before him were, quote, the men and women and those who could understand, verse 3, meaning the younger ones. There was evidently an attitude of reverence. Quote, Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 6. Interestingly, the Lord Jesus, when about to make a special pronouncement, also began with a double Amen. We read that 13 other named men, plus the Levites, moved among the crowd and, quote, helped the people to understand, verse 7. There were three clear steps. Quote, so they read distinctly from the book, in the law of God, and they gave the sense, and helped them to understand the reading, verse 8. The word distinctly carries with it the idea of separating the words, especially vital in a crowd. Giving the sense may refer to explaining the Hebrew in Aramaic, the language of the people, but their teaching explained more than the words. There was spiritual import to it. Quote, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law, verse 9. But Nehemiah, Ezra, and the other leaders quieted the listeners. It's good to respond with conviction, but revival was coming. So they said, quote, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Verse 10. Here's a wonderful checklist. Do we gather with our families to hear the word? In reverence? Is there clarity? Do we respond with conviction and strengthening joy? Do we share the blessing with others? This is what God wants.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.